from the heart of Europe to the world. Radio Tetris International. Online on Windows 8 PC, tablets and Windows phones.
I hate Lee Banks. He's being nasty about my car in the ad break. Crimson Os, take flight, Rachel.
Yes, birdies, criminal birdies. Look, you know, I've said it before and I'll say it again. We're a convict nation. And that extends to our wildlife.
There's
a birdie. A birdie has actually, a sea eagle has made off with this video camera that's supposed to be recording crocodiles. And I've actually seen the images. Have you seen the images?
Yeah, they're beautiful. They're beautiful.
It's a bird. Look, the bird has caught on to what's going on social media and it took a selfie.
Yeah.
That's all there is to it. It's brilliant. It's the best story ever. I mean, we had the platypus driving under the bonnet,
yep.
And now we've got a bird nicking a camera. We're just a convict nation, and the wildlife are too, and they pinch things. And anyway, they took this fantastic footage. I'm glad they got footage of it because it was just brilliant. It was the cutest thing I've ever seen. It's just this bird going hello into this camera. It was hilarious.
But this camera is 6 inches long, 15 centimetres, right?
Yeah.
It's not little.
No,
a seabird's a really big sea eagle thing.
It's a fish like that he would have taken with no problem. So he probably thought it was a fish.
But he's
made off with it and ended up a fair way away. It was about 70 miles away. they thought it had fallen into the water and been eaten by a croc or been pinched by somebody or whatever. Then they found out, when they examined the footage from it, they found out it was a bird who nicked it. And I think the bird is brilliant. I think that bird took a selfie. It's genius.
It's lovely.
It actually validates that old joke, doesn't it, when you think it's a camera and it was taking crocodiles and a bird nicks it. That old joke about a make it snappy all works all over again in a totally different way, doesn't it?
Yeah, right.
It's a damn sight better idea to use a seagull than to use the stuff in the next story.
Well, I have to say, I think this is one of the best publicity stunts of 2013.
It is. It's brilliant.
Because Amazon would have known from the beginning it would never have been allowed, but they decided to lead it on the fact that they were helping Santa out, delivering by remote-controlled drones parcels to clients.
Drones used to be old women.
Well, I forget what they call them now. Opti something or other they call them. They're drones.
Hang on. I must do a bit of journalistic digging here. Why did you say they wouldn't have been allowed to do it if they hadn't mentioned Santa? Santa doesn't exist. Of course he does little boys and girls out there.
Of course.
But yes, he doesn't. He does. In this case. Yeah, of course Santa exists, don't you?
No. What I was meaning, Lee, is they will have known right from the beginning that the air traffic control organisations would never allow this to happen.
Why?
Because the drones are automated using GPS. So basically what happens is you get the drone.
Right.
You put in the postcode.
Yeah.
You walk outside the warehouse, switch it on. It takes off, flies off. It can't see anything.
How high does it fly?
I don't honestly know that.
Then your argument doesn't hold water.
Yes, it does.
I think they only fly about 6 feet.
If you don't know how high it flies, how do you know it's going to crash a plane?
They're already doing it with delivering pizza.
Yes.
And
Lee.
Rach, I got him. Go on then, get me.
Rach. When a plane lands, what height is it?
What, when it lands?
Yes.
Well, I suppose I'm looking up at a plane now. I'm having to think that it would be in total, the wheels would be no height. The top of the plane would be about 20 foot.
So from 20 foot upwards to down to zero, anywhere in that sort of vicinity, if this drone is flying, it's going to hit the plane.
Hang on, Rachel, I've got him back. It wouldn't matter if it hits a plane on the ground, would it? It wouldn't rash up the plane, it'd just fall on the floor and you'd lose your whatever it was.
But if the plane was flying...
Yeah, but it wouldn't be that high up.
Well, it could hit the engine and explode it.
It'd still have to be high up to hit the engine and explode it. Andrea dropped her iPad today, you know.
Huh?
Really apologise, ladies and gentlemen. We've degenerated into one of these silly fights.
Oh, right.
No, I'm just explaining. She dropped her iPad and the whole windscreen smashed.
Did it? Never mind, eh?
And that was only from about 2 feet. So a drone wouldn't get up that high because you can't drop your iPad from more than that without it breaking.
That was rubbish.
I know, I just lost my way.
You did a bit, didn't you? I think you went down a very...
You need GPS to get back to
me. I'm tired, I've only just gone up.
And they say in the middle of this, the sheriff's office said, in high-density cities such as New York, where many people live in high-rise apartments, tall buildings, provide physical barriers that cannot be overcome.
Why they don't have to open a window? They could send this drone up to the 15th floor and then just open the window and grab your iPod. Yeah. That's where the iPod came into it.
Oh, is that right? Well, that's all right. You can tell her she can buy a Windows one now. It'd be better.
No, she's having a new window put in it.
Oh, you're joking me.
Why?
Wait till you get the bill.
£117.
Yeah.
Delivered.
Yeah.
Taken away.
Yes.
Yeah.
And?
And what?
We bought some nice tablets last week here for €49, about £45. New ones, not second hand.
It's pointless telling me now, isn't it? Because she's paid the nice gentleman. Actually, yeah, see, there...
That's a bit mean, Eric.
Oh, sorry, OK.
it could be a problem because she's not only given this bloke £117, she's actually given him her iPad as well.
You'll never see him again.
Yeah, he'll be running down the road going, nah, 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 nah. Yeah, he's probably got a
£117.
He's probably got an old iPod with a good screen that don't work, and he's going to swap it over.
Probably.
Yes.
Bunk it.
I know. Anyway, this week there was supposed to be the high spot in the UK where the Chancellor of the Exchequer, Mr. Osborne, reads out what he calls an autumn statement. We know it as a budget.
Time your heart freezes.
But this was a bit of a weird budget, it's got to be said, because he gave with one hand and took back with the other. Oh, no, that's normal, isn't it? That's normal. That's normal. Apparently, you're going to get a new £1,000 transferable tax allowance for married couples.
Well, isn't that
that's discriminatory.
Isn't that hunky-dory for a Banks?
For a Banks? For me? Oh, I'm married. I'm getting £1,000. That's £20 a week if you work it out.
Gosh.
That's not right.
No, exactly.
20 weeks to get your washing done for free. That's all marriage is.
All right. Lee, bad news. Tax and fraud measures to be increased so that will raise £9 million over 5 years.
What, off me?
Probably.
I've never done any
fraud. And being as you keep saying you're young, don't you?
I am young. I am gloriously, gorgeously young.
Right, well, in which case, you'll be working till you're 68.
That's another problem, because that is a load of... I wish I could say that word that begins with B and ends with locks.
Yes.
About sick. But basically, you have... This law has been in. People are having to work till they're 70 anyway. Somebody in the 50s now... from 2 years ago, still had to work to the 70. It's a load of rubbish. And the simple fact is, the basic income that we need in Britain today to live as a married couple is a minimum of £26,211. £26,211, ladies and gentlemen.
Is that all?
Well, you make that a week.
But I'm clever.
All right.
That's £400 a week you need. The minimum wage in Britain is just over £6 an hour.
Right.
I've just had a palpitation.
Oh, never mind. Anyway, some good news for youngsters. To promote youth employment, national insurance contributions are going to be removed for workers aged under 21, which means, in plain language, you can employ young people in your company without getting clobbered for national insurance, which is really cool. Might give some youngsters a start.
On the minimum wage, unless. You don't have to even pay youngsters the minimum wage. They'll be on less because they can't get the dole, they can't get any benefits until they reach a certain age.
No. If you're an apprentice, you're allowed to
don't
go on
you
a...
know me?
You're allowed to go on a reduced rate. If you're not an apprentice, you have to go on the minimum wage. End of. I know about these things. Ha!
You're a very clever boy today.
I know. I'm having one of those moments. They're going to freeze the training increases to 1% above inflation from January. That's cancelled, by the way. And
we take 1% of the cost it costs it takes to go on a train. 200 quid to go to London. That's how much it costs.
How much does it cost you in your Rolls Canardly?
My Bentley.
Your Rolls Canardly.
I get 35 miles to the gallon out of that. Oh. So to get to London, it would cost me 14, 28 quid. 200 quid to go by train.
Yeah, but then I suppose you spend the rest on the train. You just no, I'm not going there. Green levies on energy bills are rolled back by £50 a household. And they're going to, this is really good for small businesses because my father was in classified as a small businessman all of his life. A discount for business rates, which I think is absolutely wonderful.
How much?
What?
How much discount?
It depends on what the cost is in the first place.
Listen, we have to be sensible when we do these. I know that this sounds wonderful and it's hunky-dory and we want it to be a happy show and everything's positive and wonderful in the glorious English garden. Right. But the simple fact is they might give you a discount on your business rates, but remember, there are lots and lots and lots, millions of people in Britain like me who have had the temerity to have two kitchens in the house, so I have to pay twice as much whatever that tax is, I have to pay, right? Because I've got two kitchens. I have to pay a kitchen tax. People in Britain pay a kitchen tax.
It's your fault for having such a big house. It's your fault. You're just too big on the whole thing. And they're also going to give free school meals for children in reception schools, which is rather nice as well.
Reception schools? Before, what are reception schools?
Before infant schools.
Well, they don't eat much, so that's not much.
Again, Rachel?
Reception in year 1 and year 2, because year 3s and 4s and 5s and so on don't need to eat.
That's right.
No, they don't need to eat. The little
send them to work is what I say. Yeah, send them down the pits.
Get them up a chimney.
Yeah, get them up before they went to sleep and get them working. The one for you, Rach, that female DJ you love so much? Mel Gray, she's resigned.
Yeah, she's been hiding in Adelaide since this all went down. And I feel a bit sorry for her, actually, because her co-host, who was also just as responsible for the antics that went on this particular day, he was given an award. She was never put back on the air. She was suspended by Austereo, and she has gone ahead and resigned. I mean, if I were her, I wouldn't want to work in radio anymore either, because she's been vilified in the press and everything else, and she really has had to go into hiding every time people see her. They're very, very, very nasty to her in the street and so on. But she can't go anywhere. So I would have resigned as well.
She did nothing wrong.
No, she didn't really.
She didn't do anything wrong, and the fact that her cohort has not only been awarded but not particularly punished is really, really irritating to me. And I've got many strong feelings about this that I'll keep to myself.
Okay.
I think there is a point, though. The difference is he didn't give up. He carried on.
Well, that's true. Men and women's brains, the truth. load of rubbish. Apparently, there are differences between the sexes, and they're quite profound.
Very profound.
But men generally have more connections within each hemisphere. In women, the stronger links run from side to side between them.
That's because,
this means men are more logical and better at coordination.
Yeah!
Women are more intuitive and have greater emotional intelligence. What?
That means they're deep and devious.
It's primal. It goes back to the way we are genetically engineered, whether you are an evolutionist or not. A woman can hear a baby crying. And now, even at this juncture in my life, I can hear when the puppy wants to get outside, but Rob can't hear it.
That's because we're lazy.
I think he's a bit deaf, to be honest with you.
No, I'm sorry. Every woman says, the television's loud, and we go, it's not. And they go, it is. And we go, it's not. I'll turn it down then, dear. Better? No, it's still loud.
Yeah, it's a funny thing, isn't it? There's also, there are tricks that men learn. This shows how intelligent men are, because men learn. You know how a dog learns to live with human beings?
Are you suggesting men are dogs?
No, I'm making an analogy.
Oh, right.
I'm making an analogy. Dogs learn, and men learn how to understand women without the women knowing. It's like if you really want to make a woman listen to you, we all know this, don't we, men? The easiest way to make a woman listen to you is talk in your sleep.
No, the easiest way to get a woman to listen to you is masking tape.
I'm going to. That's a terrible thing to say.
Ridiculous. The easiest way to make a woman listen to you is say, darling, I've got $1,500.
Here's my wallet. Yeah, exactly. See?
There's only no. There's an easy phrase for any man that's getting married. You need to rehearse this, and it's quite a simple phrase. Yes, my dear. That's it. That is your key to a wonderful life as a henpecked husband. Yes, my dear. You should share that with Rob, by the way, Rachel. Yes, my dear.
Yes. Well, we're getting married at some point. I don't know when, but...
Oh, right. Okay. Anyway.
I was imbibing last night. I was talking to two friends of mine, and one said to the other, my wife's an angel. And the other bloke says, you're lucky mine's still alive.
Complaints on a postcard to Lee Bank, somewhere in the middle of England.
Yes, that's what he said about... taping you up.
Yeah, I was going to say, you said the masking tape thing, you kidnapper.
Oh, my word. And if any man or woman can write a book on this for me, I will buy a book. Lee knows I do not buy books, correctly?
It's not because you can't read.
I can read. Do I have loads of books in my place, Lee? No.
Because it's too little.
Burnt them all. It's
so
cold.
So I want a book on this, please.
On what?
Please, will somebody write a book to explain when a woman says yes, it can mean yes, no, or maybe. And when they say no, it can mean no, yes, and don't be stupid. You know I meant yes, really, when I said no.
Oh, I know I had that this weekend.
Why don't
you do that? Drove me mad.
Did you?
I had no idea what was going on.
No. Rachel Powell.
Go on.
I don't do that. I'm a very get to the point person.
That's true.
Bluntness is my thing. If I mean yes, I say yes. If I want no, I say no. And there's no mistaking what I'm meaning when I'm saying that.
Okay,
so you are a blunt instrument that assaults Rob.
We move on. Now be careful with this, boys and girls. Over 2 million passwords for major social media sites have been stolen. Well, nobody's talking about this. It was discovered by a researcher at the cybersecurity firm Trustwave. I'm gobsmacked the media haven't jumped on this.
They have.
Where?
In Britain.
Where?
In the newspapers.
Nobody reads newspapers.
Oh, don't be so childish.
No, the children, the people that are going to be most affected by this do not buy newspapers.
That's
go on, tell your story, right?
He's being nice. Anyway, hackers have stolen usernames and passwords from Facebook, Google, Twitter, Yahoo, and others.
Yeah.
Yahoo. 60,000 Yahoo accounts, 22,000 Twitter accounts, 318,000 Facebook accounts, yada, 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 on it goes.
And a partridge in a pear tree because it's Christmas.
Just do something simple. What? Change your password regularly.
Well, you'll forget it then.
No, you won't.
I will.
No, you won't.
As soon as I change it, I forget it.
Ask Andrea to remember it for you. She'll remember it. No.
She'll tell everybody because she's a big blabbermouth woman with a double the size of a brain.
Well, maybe she needs to be taped shut.
Oh, that's horrible. Worse now.
My God. But listen, guys and girls, there's enough rubbish going out by idiots on social media. It's a wonderful device if used properly. Don't let the idiots get hold of it and nick your pictures.
What do they want to do with it? When they've nicked them, what do they do with them?
What they do is basically so that they can get the whole background of a person. They're stealing your online online identity so that they can create identities from it and do fraud.
But then they've got here, they've got nearly a million identities, so that's a million frauds that could be carried out.
Yes.
2 million, actually.
Two million. And all you've got to do is just change...
And it's in the Netherlands.
No, it's a Dutch company that have sussed it out.
Trustwave Research has tracked that server located in the Netherlands.
I know. Yeah. But they come from there. Oh, never mind. It's wasteless. Let's move on to something that I'm going to shut up about because I'm going to get bored now.
Oh,
because the two lovies are going to start, boys and girls.
All right, the audience. You just go and sit with the audience then.
I'm going to sit with the audience now. Movie nuts mourn the loss of silent films. Why? I don't know. Most of American feature film silent movies have been lost because of decay and neglect over the past 100 years, according to a study. And that's probably because nobody's interested in them anymore.
That's completely untrue and completely ignorant, and I'm just ashamed
well
to know.
Said. Well said.
I'm ashamed to know you. I truly am. Who do you think? You know who Charlie Chaplin is?
Yeah, he walks funny, but nobody's painted him in proper colour yet.
Oh my goodness!
Because
really
he's in black and white.
On my microphone.
I know he's in black and white, but he don't talk either.
That's because it's a silent film.
Well, what's the point of that?
Because they didn't have to pay scriptwriters. Because it was genius. Because it was the burgeoning of the art of cinema. It was the burgeoning. It was where people came from music hall and stages into the public arena and created all this thing that now has built itself into Hollywood and cinema all world round. And these are historic documents, just as...
So what you're saying to me is I should watch this actor called Charlie Chaplin, who's in black and white.
Hilarious.
Who doesn't say anything, so I don't know what he's doing on the film anyway.
Well, you should... No, because it's pretty obvious. The man was genius at using his body and his face to express a story. And if you can't tell what's going on by watching it, then you are a dolt and a dullard, and I don't want to know you anymore.
That's exactly what I try to do on radio.
What?
Express
be a dolt and a dullard.
Dolt express.
These two are so predictable, aren't they, boys and girls? You put the cardboard key in their back, you go... Stand back, watch them go. They go off, donk, 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 donk.
Anime Wong in The Thief of Baghdad or other films as well.
Yes.
What a genius.
I'll tell you what, if you ever watch a program, what's it called? Bargain Hunt or something like that. Occasionally, they have toys on there. And you'll see occasionally on their toys from the 40s and 50s where you've got like a clockwork soldier sort of robot thing. You wind it up. You put it on the desk and it goes. That's Lee and Rachel.
That's a frog.
Is it? Anyway, some interesting news next.
Oh right.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Oh God! What a load of rubbish.
Oh no, it's not. Oh, now we get to sit with the audience and throw.
Yeah, we'll go sit with the audience. Let's leave it to this himself.
Sir Richard Branson has launched a Virgin team. I'm going to keep going. Launching the Formula E Championship, which is an eco championship, electric-powered Formula One-looking cars. And they're going to be racing these things, which they should be because it's a very good thing to do. And we want to go very fast around racing tracks because that's a very good thing to do. And, of course, we're very eco as well. Nice one, Sir Richard. What a great thing to do.
I love you, Rachel. Oh, yes, I do.
Seriously?
Boris, it's an electric car. That's just a plug for an electric car.
Right, moving along. Serious bit here. Facebook and Twitter users have been given a court warning, as it were, to make sure you don't... If you're in a court case, you're a jury member, whatever... If you put anything on Facebook and Twitter, you can be held in contempt of court. And I think this is just
so?
the this is the start. This is the start of the governments or the legislatory bodies saying you must not put the wrong things on social media. It should be for social media.
It's not. When you are sequestered as a juror, you aren't allowed to discuss things with the outside world about what's going on inside the courtroom. It's a matter of law.
Yes.
Now, there's no difference between having a conversation between, say, you're the juror and I'm your friend, which I'm not anymore. let's say that were the case. And there's no difference between you verbally telling me and you tweeting it. There's no difference. You should be banged on the head for it.
I quite agree.
Absolutely. It really
Uh-oh.
Is.
And guys, also, guys.
Yes, dear.
Can you take a note of the date?
What?
Take a note of the date, please.
What date is it? It's the 6th!
Yeah, we've just all agreed about something.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, what time is it?
I don't know.
It's lots of times.
Shall we move on quickly? This is not good.
Yeah, it's boring though.
That's boring now, yes. Anyway, you shouldn't do it, boys and girls. Listen to what the man says.
Don't be a twit.
Let's go back to normality. You can't have a war now and start fighting.
Don't you say that.
It's the wrong time of the month.
That is disgusting. Rachel, you take him on over this.
I have to say, I think that's really stupid. And stupid. And it's just, that's the most ludicrous thing ever. Now, I am actually a supporter of women not being on a front in a frontline combat situation.
Oh, yeah, that's
good. I should point out to everybody listening. Hang on, Rach, let me just point something out. This is a comment made from Air Vice Marshal Elaine West on Sky News, where she reckons that one day the British military will be run by a female officer.
And it may well do. And there's nothing wrong with that. I only take issue with a woman being in frontline combat. And the reason why I take issue with it is because I think it's mortally dangerous. A man, his natural...
But it's not mortally dangerous to a man.
It's mortally dangerous to a man because his primal instinct is to protect a female.
Mm-hmm.
And they will jump... This is why they don't... He'll jump on top of her
No, I want to make perfectly clear at this point, for some of the lovely ladies we've spoken to on this program in the past who have been in the military, have been disabled for being in Afghanistan and Iraq and places, we love you to bits. And I was just poking fun a little bit. But we've got a minute left and I've got to do it. More Aussie junk, Rach.
Okay. 1 minute. There is nothing to this story. It's a flying kangaroo, Qantas, and it will bounce back. Oh. They've got $2.8 billion in cash in the bank. They were hit by a carbon tax and a strike and a shutdown last year. They have basically done what they've done to prove a point, and they will be back. This is a non-story.
Lovely. In which case, you can say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Lee.
Goodbye, then.
Goodbye from Eric as well. See you next week. Take care. Bye-bye, boys and girls.
From the heart of Europe to the world, Radio Tetris International. Online on Windows 8 PC, tablets and Windows phones.